Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, do we have a Halloween, pre-Halloween show today? Great job by FS1. Our set is rocking. Live in L.A., it's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. 1 hour from now, the great Hall of Fame coach Jimmy Johnson, and where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong. There is a lot to talk about. We said last week it was separation weekend. From the pretenders to the dominant playoff teams, outside of Mahomes, who was sick, the best quarterback won every game yesterday. Tonight, Jared Goff is going to continue that. Lions are going to hammer the Raiders. J-Mac, look at this set. Look at the work by the people at FS1.
Pretty phenomenal.
Really nice work all over the studio today. Tip of the cap to the people who put in the time. I do appreciate that. And what'd you make of yesterday? A lot of fun.
I don't know what's scarier, this set or the New York Giants quarterback situation. I mean, -9 passing yards against my Jets? Woo!
It was crazy. So let's start with this. Bengals hammer the Niners. What's wrong with the 49ers? I don't know. Joe Burrow? Nobody wants to face Joe Burrow now, including Mahomes, who doesn't have any receivers. Yes, the second best quarterback on the planet takes apart San Francisco's defense. That's what Mahomes did last year. Remember how well the Niners defense was playing? DeMeco Ryans, the sharp, young defensive coordinator. Then Mahomes came to town second half, up and down the field. Joe Burrow, after Mahomes, and let's take out yesterday for Patrick, he was mostly sick, is the second best quarterback on the planet, and that's the most important position. And when you put Burrow, juxtapose him on a field with Brock Purdy, well, it's a pretty stark difference, right? The number one pick, top of his game, and Mr. Irrelevant overachieving with a good roster, it's pretty stark. So, and Burrow does what Mahomes does and what Brady did. You get a lot of the greatness without any of the mistakes. So four straight seasons, we've forgotten about Burrow in September because of the pandemic, and then the appendix, and then the knee surgery, and the calf strain, and we forget about him in September. But if you count October to the end of the season, you know when football counts the last 3 years, he has the highest passer rating in the league, above Patrick Mahomes. He just starts really choppy, calf, appendix, knee, pandemic. Joe Burrow is fantastic. And for the record, I'm not selling my Brock Purdy stock. I think he's pretty good. I think he's mobile. But he's got smaller hands, had a fumble, has a good arm, not a great arm, tried to squeeze in a couple, made a big mistake down near the red zone. That's not good, and the kind of play that Joe Burrow wouldn't make. So playing from behind on Monday Night Football and then sparring with Joe Burrow, yeah, you get a little bit of the truth. It's much easier for good quarterbacks to play with a lead. It's much easier for good quarterbacks to have a vibrant run game or be at home and leading in the fourth, not trailing and have to throw with a good pass rush from Cincinnati. So yesterday, for the record, is precisely why San Francisco took a big swing on Trey Lance and why Carolina went out and gave up a bunch of picks and their best receiver to get Bryce Young, because there's only one position in this sport worth over 1 point a game. And Cincinnati's got that guy. Think about this. Kyle Shanahan makes every quarterback, seemingly every quarterback, productive. But greatness is innate. You can't coach Kobe. You can't coach Burrow. Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Bengals, was, by a lot of people, I wasn't ready to make the call, but was considered kind of a whiff. And now Zach Taylor goes into Santa Clara and beats Shanny, and beats Tomlin, and beats Harbaugh, and beats Andy Reid. It's the quarterback. We now know with Tom Brady and Belichick's divorce, it's the quarterback. The best quarterback won seemingly every game yesterday. I think C.J. Stroud's probably better than Bryce Young, but Bryce Young was better in high school and some thought in college. The better quarterback mostly wins if you can give him a competent coach. So there's nothing wrong with San Francisco other than Joe Burrow's greatness and Brock Purdy's reality. Here was Joe after.
That was athleticism, acceleration, explosiveness was really a big focus of mine in the offseason. I just haven't really been able to show that too much, so it was nice to have that hard work pay off.
Can we safely say at this point that the calf is 100%?
All y'all need to say now is welcome back, Burrow. Welcome back.
New England and Belichick's legacy. Choppy in September, October, Thanksgiving on, New England for 20 years got better every month, right? That's what Cincinnati's become. They're choppy in September. Burrow's not right physically. October on, they're the one team. Lamar Jackson struggled against the Chiefs. Josh Allen struggled against the Chiefs. Joe Burrow hasn't, and Joe Burrow won't. He can match Mahomes for almost throw-to-throw, the greatness without the mistakes. I don't think there's a lot wrong with San Francisco other than Brock Purdy's reality and Burrow's greatness. And how about the Cowboys? They are, as we said last Friday, this was going to be a Dallas win and with a chance to be a dominating win. They do a lot of things Buffalo does. You're not sure what you get week to week. The Cowboys have become the ultimate tease. About every third weekend, they look like the greatest football team ever created. And then the following week, they crash. Remember week two, they blew out the Jets. Week three, they got smoked by Arizona. In week four, they blew out New England. And week five, they were humiliated by San Francisco. Hammered the Rams. Philadelphia's next. They're the world's best roller coaster. And we said, the Rams are all smoke and mirrors in coaching. They're probably considering tomorrow they could move one or two of their veteran pieces. Aaron Donald, doubt it, but it could happen. Cooper Kupp, they got him out of there. Stafford's beat up. Darnold was good early, but what's the point this point going forward? They need more good players and more draft picks. Dak, though, is a very good home favorite. Dak playing with a lead at home is good. And I will give Dallas a lot of credit here. Even though they're very much the Buffalo Bills, you're not sure what you get every week you show up. Dak and CeeDee Lamb have become a thing. They're not Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase yet, but they're really, really good. Are they overly dependent at times on Dak and CeeDee Lamb? Yeah, but it works against everybody. So I look at a couple of things with Dallas. It's like Saturday Night Live. That's a little bit what Dallas is like now. There are some really special moments, but you're almost sure it'll never be as good as it once was. That's the Cowboys for me. But there are some good things. Dak is good with a lead. Micah Parsons is maybe one of the top two, three players in the league defensively with a lead. So there's a lot of things here to like. It's just you don't necessarily know what you're going to get with Dallas. You just don't know week to week. I know from this point forward what I'm getting from Cincinnati virtually every week. Dallas 4 weeks going forward will be better than Cincinnati, and eight could be terrible. You just don't know. But Dak at home, a favorite with a lead, Micah Parsons. Yeah, they look really, really special. But it should be noted, this week, off a dominating win, they go to Philadelphia, and they are appropriately an underdog. And I've already seen the number, and I'll take the Eagles. Here's Dallas talking after.
A lot of trust in that guy. He runs. He knows what I'm thinking. We're always communicating. And I think that's why when it's not going our way, it's frustrating, you know what I mean, because we put so much into it. But he's right now, we're reaping the rewards of everything that we've put into this, and it's only going to continue to grow.
Mm-hmm. Very good stuff for Dallas. CeeDee Lamb and Dak, it is a real thing. So the best quarterback outside of Patrick Mahomes, we'll talk about that next. Because I think Kansas City's got a real problem. Still very good, but a real problem. Best quarterback was winning all day yesterday. And the best quarterback, Jared Goff, I believe will win and win convincingly tonight. Jimmy Johnson in 1 hour. Colin Wright wrong 1 hour from now. Mark Sanchez as well. J-Mac, it was a weird weekend. I flew back early morning. I got Jets Giants on television. Somehow television did not black it out because it was such a gross 3.5 hours of football. But it did make me, as I watched that game and I watched yesterday afternoon and then Kirk Cousins got hurt, it strikes to the reality. I wrote down 10 teams today, I'll do it later, that should draft a quarterback. First, second, third, they should draft a quarterback. And that's where we are in this league, and it's where we are habitually, perpetually, and annually in this league. About 10 teams need to draft a quarterback. Yeah. And I think after yesterday, Kirk Cousins' injury, I don't know exactly what to do with Sam Howell. I probably would give him one more year with an offensive coach. Mac Jones, one more year with an offensive coach. I know I'm being very diplomatic. Yeah. But I think I looked at yesterday, the Bears last night, can't compete with that. I don't think you can compete much with Justin Fields. And I'm sitting watching a lot of these games yesterday, and the haves and have-nots, the separation is very clear. If you got a quarterback, you're fine. If not, you're going to get your coach fired, a coordinator fired, or players traded.
A lot of thoughts on the Cowboys, but you said something, the better quarterback won every game. So Bryce Young faced C.J. Stroud in a game we called. We knew the Panthers were the side. But Bryce Young beat out C.J. Stroud.
Well, that is undecided.
Yes.
Stroud plays with better players. At this point, he's got more weapons. I thought that was a big win for Bryce Young. Been a lot of questions and a lot of doubters. He's playing, if you've watched them at all, I have, unfortunately. He's got nothing to throw to. I mean, nothing. All their talent's on defense.
Yeah.
But and that's an undecided. Like Will Levis, Desmond Ridder. We don't know. Bryce Young, Stroud. We don't know. But I mean, when you had two quarterbacks, we know something about the best quarterback was winning yesterday all the games.
Hey, quick question. You mentioned Cowboys Eagles, Colin. One number from the Eagles that's troubling. You see how many design runs for Jalen Hurts yesterday?
Mm-mm.
Two. How's the knee, Jalen?
I don't know.
I'm a little concerned, honestly. Like he was great throwing it, but I don't know about that knee, Colin. Against a Cowboys defense, pass rush.
He won. Again.
He did.
They win every time I watch him play.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
So great to have you in. Top of next hour. Colin was right. Colin was wrong. Followed by Jimmy Johnson. Thoughts, I suppose, on the Cowboys and the Miami Dolphins, who were impressive. So Denver beat Kansas City. It's okay. You can say it's all because Patrick Mahomes was sick. If you want to use that as an excuse, and it, none of us are 100% when we're sick. But it wasn't just that. If you look at the numbers, believe it or not, of Russell Wilson against Mahomes this season, Wilson's got better numbers. Completion percentage, little lower. Passer rating, higher. TD interceptions, better. That's what's really happened in the NFL so far. Kansas City's wide receivers, most drops in the NFL. Red zone offense, Kansas City is 18th. They're not very good offensively. Sky Moore dropped the touchdown pass yesterday. This season for Mahomes is starting to look like some of the years in New England for Brady, where he had a great tight end, like Gronk, and then cross your fingers. The difference is Brady would have a clever slot guy, a Wes Welker or a Julian Edelman, veteran receivers who knew how to beat his zone. This Kansas City group is kids that can't catch. They drop a lot of passes. And Brady got frustrated, visibly. And yesterday, Mahomes, and this happens about once a year, got really frustrated. You just look at the AFC. Forget the NFC. Baltimore's got better weapons. Chargers have better weapons. Jags have better weapons. Cincinnati's got better weapons. Miami's got better weapons. They maybe have a BB gun offense. Pittsburgh's got better weapons. They don't stack up in the AFC outside of Travis Kelce, and there's a lot of miles on Travis Kelce's legs. So they solved the Tyreek Hill trade last year with Juju Smith-Schuster, who had a touchdown yesterday. And they actually miss Juju Smith-Schuster. They miss him. He's a veteran. Gets open against the zone. Productive in big spots. But outside of a great half against the Chargers, this is what Kansas City's offense is. When Denver led 21-9, it didn't feel the same. It didn't feel like you were looking at an offense that would reel off three touchdowns in 6 minutes. That was a couple of years ago against Buffalo. That was 3 or 4 years ago. This is a weak wide receiving group. There is no number one receiver. There's no number two receiver. Sky Moore could become a two. He's not a one. And Travis Kelce, again, there's an age factor. You saw it with Gronk. Tight ends can age fast. You ask them to block, they get hit down low, they get beat up. So when Denver was ahead, I didn't feel it felt like normal Kansas City football. If Travis Kelce does not get in the end zone, they struggle to get in the end zone. They are 18th in red zone offense. So I think Kansas City over time is a better team. But what Denver did, and we'll talk more about Denver later, they tweaked it. They've now got a running game. They took Mahomes out of rhythm. Mahomes on the bench grumbling. Wide receivers getting cold. It was cold to begin with. So I don't think this was just Patrick Mahomes was sick. He obviously wasn't 100%, but he was good enough to make plenty of throws that were dropped by his receivers. That throw to Sky Moore was great. It was dropped. Couldn't be that sick. Here's Patrick after.
Played pretty much the same as they did last week, last time they played us. The Broncos be able to kind of stifle our offense, if that's the right word, and really just kind of get after us as far as making us execute all the way down the field. And so I'm sure other teams in the league are going to watch that, and we have to prove that we have answers for that, and that'll be something that I'll go back to the the film and really try to pay attention to.
Yeah, I mean, last week, Nick Wright gave me crud because I had him at 2. The truth is, this week, I don't have him in the top 4. It's not a knock. But what you're seeing with them isn't about the flu. What you're seeing about them is a reality of their personnel, is that they would have been much more punitively damaged last year on the Tyreek Hill move if not for Juju Smith-Schuster, a veteran guy who can get open. They're just waiting for these young kids to get more reliable. They did make a move pre-trade deadline. I don't think they'll make another one. I think Kansas City off a Super Bowl feels like we don't have salary cap space. Can these guys get better and better quickly? And I think that's very, very possible with a great quarterback, smart coach. But right now, this is not a great offense. They had a great half against the Chargers. Shocker, the Chargers. The Bears went down the field, beat them on the first play of the game last night. Shocker. But it's not a great offense for the first time in Mahomes' career. J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Let's start with the Eagles and Jalen Hurts. I mentioned, you know, earlier in the show, he only had 2 designed runs. Now, he did have an amazing game throwing the football. But, you know, there's that old joke about... you know, the Washington secondary is like a doorknob. Everybody gets a turn. Like, yeah. I mean, those guys are just awful. A.J. Brown, 8 for 130 and 2 touchdowns. By the way, A.J. Brown, first player in NFL history with 125-plus receiving yards in 6 straight games. Tyreek Hill ain't done that. I know we love Hill and Jefferson and Chase. A.J. Brown is in that discussion. He has been phenomenal this year.
Yeah.
Kind of picked up and helped out Hurts, who could not run.
Yeah.
So what do we do with the Eagles here? 7-1, but Jalen Hurts clearly is not 100%.
No, you can see him. He's not. You can watch him walking. Yeah. Forget running. Watch him walking. Yeah. He's not right.
Jalen Carter, the great defensive lineman who is grading out as one of the best defensive tackles in football, back injury, left the game, MRI today. A lot of people holding their breath. I don't want to say Philly's peaking early, Colin, but I saw some chinks in the armor, if you will, giving up 31 points to Sam Howell, who just kept chucking.
But we got to be careful because divisional games are wacky. We saw New England beat Buffalo. We've seen Washington yesterday. If you really watch that game, Washington outplayed Philly for 3 quarters.
No, that's twice this season, basically.
Well, and Washington plays them tight because they can play with them in the trenches. So I think Philadelphia is really good. A classic moment in that game. They were going to go for the tush push. And then scored
yes,
a touchdown.
I like that.
That was
move.
Classic yeah. Philadelphia, smarter than the other coaching staff. I think Philly's fine. I don't think Jalen Hurts, as I said last week, I don't think he's been healthy in a year, and they keep winning games. He was not healthy in the Super Bowl and could have beaten Mahomes on a great Mahomes right. day. So I'm just kind of here with Philadelphia. Good personnel, great front office, ownership. They're A minus to A at everything, and they just keep winning games when they're outplayed for 3 quarters on the road against a plucky divisional rival. They won.
Yeah, it's just not the dominant
no.
Eagles team of last year, which is understandable. I do want to ask, it's early in the week, but we get early feels vibes. I've bet 2 games this week, and Eagles-Cowboys is not one of them. I don't know what to do with this game, Colin. I know you said
I love Philadelphia. Like I think Dallas, I think the pattern with Dallas is very clear. Crush average team. Struggle reality check next week. Crush average team. So they crush the Rams. They're feeling it. Philadelphia's got much better personnel. In fact, tomorrow we should do that or Wednesday. If you took the 10 to 12 best players in the Cowboys-Eagles game, Philly's got 9 of them.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, there's some injuries on the Eagles side. I've been terrible betting on or against the Cowboys this year, so I'm inclined to stay away. But that is, listen, this coming weekend has like 3 or 4 really, really awesome games.
Yep.
And that's certainly one of them. Next up, Seattle Seahawks. How about that one?
You love
nice
them.
Nice 24-20 win over the Browns yesterday. Yes, they did. Covered the spread. Now, listen. Geno Smith, Colin. We're going to have a discussion about him at some point.
Oh, no. Wait, my Seahawks.
Extremely inconsistent.
Yeah, my Seahawks buddies, I text 4 of them yesterday. And they all have the same feeling on Geno. He's not the guy, but he's the best guy now.
Right.
So Seattle, I would put in a group of teams. Seattle's one of the few teams in the NFL that has a quarterback winning games, but I would draft another quarterback. Drew Lock's not it. Move on. I'm not interested in that discussion. So the good news is for Seattle, they're good. They're young. There's cap space, the coach, the front office. But why are we shocked? We kind of know with Geno, things he can do, things he can't. We don't anoint him to a different class. He's more in the Dak Cousins. I think Dak's better. I think Cousins is better. It's fine. yesterday it was great. They jump off to a 17-7 lead, and they can't do anything with it.
They did not move the football
after
that. Held
on for dear. By the way, have you noticed with Seattle, you get a lot of this, where the scheme is good. They're very good early, and then they hit a wall. Well,
Pete Carroll is a conservative guy. Now, listen, you said held on. Like, they needed that interception by P.J. Walker, and it was fortuitous. Jamal Adams comes in on the blitz, misses it with his hands. It goes off his helmet.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy. I think Seattle.
You know, they lead their division this morning.
Yeah. 5-2. I think they can win the NFC. I just don't know.
Boy.
Well,
oh.
Wait a minute. Colin, it's shaping up as Detroit is going to be hosting the NFC Championship if they go through. They're going to be the one seed. The Eagles' schedule will not let them. And San Fran's
falling. Seattle beat Detroit, so Detroit gets them at home for a second time. They're not losing to Seattle.
It's weird. We know six of the NFC playoff teams. Like, they're locked in. We don't know the seventh. But, like, at this point, the 49ers are trending badly. The Deebo Samuel injury, they miss him. Trent Williams. But that defense on the Niners is a real problem. Like, Joe Burrow's just laughing at this defense. 21 straight completions?
Joe Burrow's going to laugh at every defense for the next 8 weeks.
Okay, fine. Joe Burrow. Kirk Cousins did last week. And P.J. Walker was serviceable a couple weeks ago. Like, Niners got some problems. Seahawks, they were your pick, right, at the beginning of the season?
I had Seattle making the playoffs.
Yeah.
So right now in the NFC, but I don't want to take too much credit because I think the NFC is pretty... There's a big gap. We know who's good and we know who's not.
Where's the gap?
We knew Philly and I had Philly, Dallas,
San Fran.
I had Detroit, San Fran, Seattle, and I had I think I had Atlanta getting in as a wild card team. They lead the division, and the Saints. I mean, I think everybody. I don't think I had any teams anybody else did. I think everybody in the world. Did I have the Seahawks winning the division? Alex?
I think you did, man.
Time out.
I was.
Well, excuse me. Oh, I do deserve credit. Yes, I had Seattle.
Yes, I told you, because I was like, what are you doing, dude? Come on, it's the Niners. But I bring this up because there's a team we're not going to talk about today, Colin. The New Orleans Saints. Like, we forgot. They got a new quarterback. He's getting worked in.
You can't.
They opened up a can on the Colts. The schedule is easy. I mean, it's the easiest schedule left of anyone.
They will not win a playoff game.
Okay.
There's no way they're going to go and beat a Dallas, a Philadelphia, a Detroit, a San Francisco. Seattle, no way. That. I like Derek Carr.
From what we've seen, I agree.
I have huge issues about the head coach.
Understandable. Final story is the NCAA in Michigan. Oh, what a disaster this is. Reports indicate, now nothing confirmed here, that Michigan reportedly rescinded their contract extension it had on the table for Harbaugh. The contract was expected to make him the highest paid coach in the Big Ten. Colin? Michigan fumbling this. You saw the NFL using some reporters over the weekend. If Harbaugh comes to the NFL, he's going to have to serve a suspension. If the NCAA, I'm sure you saw that from some of these reporters. Like, let's slow down, folks.
This really is starting to feel like Pete Carroll's last year at USC. It really is. Now, I will say this, maybe tongue in cheek, maybe not, but at least the SEC protected their quote cheaters. We don't know that Michigan's done anything that unscrupulous, but everybody in the Big Ten, we're very academic. We have principles and values. The SEC was buying players for years, and until it got really bad at Ole Miss with Hugh Freeze, and they finally like...
Well, was it? I don't even want to go into what he
was. But I mean, it's like, what's funny is, if you do anything that's a little sketchy in the Big Ten, they all call you out. The SEC, they protect theirs. And so I do think it's funny that all this heat on Harbaugh, it's like, it's really an eye roll. I ran into three Michigan fans over the weekend. I am beloved in Ann Arbor.
Oh, nice. Yeah. It's us against the world. Michigan against the world.
It cracks me up on this. It's like the Big Ten against Jim Harbaugh. You understand Jim Harbaugh's got the best team in the country. It could win a natty for the Big Ten as you go into an expanded conference. I'd be very careful about viewing Harbaugh as the villain or the enemy for the conference. Because you can't beat the SEC for 20 years, and here's your opportunity, and you're all clawing and complaining and whining as you simultaneously scout every other team, including Michigan, in the conference. You just didn't go to SeatGeek and use an iPhone and get caught.
By the way, how did Ohio State look over the weekend? Not good. Not good. Michigan is your best hope. For a national championship.
No, Michigan's the...
And a lot of money.
I went and saw Oregon live. Oregon is better than everybody in the Big Ten. Second time I've seen them live outside of Michigan.
Okay, all right.
Oregon looked good over the weekend. That's the best Oregon team I've seen.
Oh, you were at the Utah-Oregon game.
Oregon is... Oregon was better than Washington, but lost because Michael Penix was insane. Oregon clobbered you. Utah like that in Utah? Nobody. Well, that's the best Oregon team I've seen. Marcus Mariota had a team that was really special. This thing is, they make no mistakes. First-round quarterback. Run it. Clever.
I like the coach, Lanning. He's making some awesome comments. I like that guy.
Incredibly well coached. They make no mistakes. Almost no penalties. No fumbles. I think they had their first fumble of the year. Oregon is really good. Like, really, really good. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
And all the SEC fanboys, you can yell at me, but I mean, everybody in the space knew that the SEC already sort of always kind of protected itself and put up a fence around the South, and we're going to do our business and not talk about it. I mean, you got Harbaugh here doing what everybody's doing, maybe at a sloppier level, and they're all attacking him. So I saw this. Deontay Johnson's a very talented receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So after the loss at home in perfect Pittsburgh weather to the Jaguars, he ripped the refs. He says they wanted the Jaguars to win. Listen to this.
I ain't like the refs today. Like, they must have got paid good today or something. They was calling some stupid stuff. Like, they should get fined for calling bad, making worse, terrible calls and stuff like that. Like, that's how pissed I am, like, because they cost us the game. I don't care what nobody say, they cost us the game.
It wasn't that drop you had. For the record, both teams had precisely 6 penalties. Yeah, the NFL's Christmas wish list, if they had one, Dallas to a Super Bowl facing the Steelers, that would be on their wish list. It would get the highest rating ever. One of the most iconic franchises. Yeah, what the NFL wants is the least popular team in Florida dominating the Steelers, an iconic brand. When you have an anemic offense and a limited quarterback, you start blaming play calling, dropped passes, the refs, and O-line play. I heard it for years with Daniel Jones and the Giants. You don't have the right quarterback. Now, I like Kenny Pickett more than Daniel Jones. I like Kenny Pickett a lot more than Jordan Love, but he's limited. He's a very limited quarterback, and so is his backup, Mitch Trubisky. The Steelers at home in weather that was built for a tough physical Mike Tomlin team. 4 straight drives, 3 and out. Those are the scripted plays. If your young quarterback struggles to move the chains on scripted plays at home, sorry if I don't think he's going to go toe-to-toe and beat Lamar and Burrow in division. Joe Burrow is arguably, Lamar Jackson arguably, 2 of the top 3 or 4 quarterbacks in the world. Do you know how perfect you have to play to beat him if you're Pittsburgh? I mean, just look at the AFC right now. Mahomes, Allen, Tua, Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, Burrow. I mean, look at these guys. And by the way, it's the best quarterback draft class in a while. One of these AFC teams, probably get another quarterback. So I heard this with Daniel Jones forever. First of all, you start blaming dropped passes. Mahomes' receiving core leads the NFL in dropped passes. You start blaming the refs, O-line play, the offensive coordinator. Pittsburgh is just very, very limited. Kenny Pickens and Mitch Trubisky are really nice guys and occasionally capable and can make big plays, Trubisky with his leg, Pickett with his arm. But don't kid yourself. Refs miss calls all the time for everybody. And these teams were both flagged 6 times. Kenny Pickett, in his career, has 1 multiple touchdown pass game. There was a call I didn't like against the Steelers. There was a call I didn't like against Denver. They won the game. There was a call I hated against Seattle. They won the game. If you got the guy, refs become much less important. All right, we got a lot of stuff today. Colin Wright, Colin Wrong, top of next hour, Jimmy Johnson as well.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing, we never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our 2-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly,
because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight, the World Series heads to the desert, tied at one game apiece as the Rangers take on the D-backs. Coverage begins at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
So Miami beats the Dolphins 2-0. Forget the other AFC quarterbacks. 2-0 is 6-0 against Belichick. So before we get to the highlights, almost everything in this game sort of leaned in New England's favor. They had revenge going for them because Miami beat them earlier. The weather wasn't damp and humid in Miami. It's cooled down. The Dolphins face Kansas City overseas next week. That'll be fantastic. They got beat up by Philadelphia a little bit physically. Weren't that healthy. The offensive line's banged up. I thought that would play a big factor. I thought Miami would win, but I thought it would be real close. We keep blaming Mac Jones for everything. Belichick can't stop this offense. He can't stop Tua. Forget about Josh Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, Lamar. He can't stop Tua. Belichick feels like a math genius, and the NFL pivoted to poetry and literature. What do they do well? Tua is 6-0 against Belichick. Waddle and Tyreek both had over 100 yards. And Belichick even got a break this season in a weird way. Aaron Rodgers got hurt. Or it would be Josh Allen, Tua and Mike McDaniel and those weapons, Aaron Rodgers, Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, and Mac Jones. And no number one receiver or tight end. And I'd argue no number one back. So his defense, I mean, ask yourself this. What defense is stopping every or any great quarterback? Pittsburgh's very talented defense. Texans ran over it. San Francisco went up and down the field on it. And the Jags yesterday did a lot of things they wanted to do. Tell me the defense that's stopping everybody every week. And ask me about New England. What does New England do well? Where's the silver lining? Yes, they're 31st in scoring. They're 26th defensively. What do they do well? They are a directionless franchise, and I don't see the hope. I have said I would go get a Ben Johnson, give Mac Jones a real shot. Same with Sam Howell in Washington. There's something there. I'm not sure it's great, but there's something. But I New England can't beat Tua. Forget Josh Allen. Kind of the revolutionary 6'6", 250, Big Ben, Cam Newton-like quarterback. They can't beat Tua. Here was Mike McDaniel after.
You get a great litmus test of where you're at as a football team when you have a division game, and then on top of that, you're going overseas the next week.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, Connecticut. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
And on top of that, you have Hard Knocks the week after. That is leading the league in potential distractions. So I knew we were going to find out a lot about our team.
So, you know, I was kind of a directionless franchise. That's what it feels like for New England. So one of the things I like about big city media, Dallas, Atlanta, Philly, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, you know, bigger markets, is that, you know, there's no pom-pom waving. They'll rip anybody. The smaller the market, Buffalo, Jacksonville, the media tends to be more of an ally or friendly, but they can still be critical. In Green Bay, it's different. Green Bay covers the Packers like the fans are the parents and the players are their kids. I mean, they just can't see straight. Jordan Love's not it. Like, not close. It doesn't work. Nobody wants to pick on him. No reason to be mean-spirited. He's a backup. Maybe something happens. Maybe something changes. But when you start blaming the refs and dropped passes and play calling, you don't have the guy. As if Joe Burrow gets a perfect scheme and play sheet every week. So when I watch Green Bay in this Jordan Love situation, it's like it's a really small market. They've had great quarterback play for about 30 straight years. There was no way they were going to go Favre, Rodgers, legend. But, I mean, they've gone five straight games without a touchdown in the first half. You're going to blame drop passes? You're going to blame the refs? O-line play? Stop it. He's not accurate at all downfield. That stuff out in the flat, that's layup stuff. You can't make those throws in the red zone. These are layups. I'm not asking him to beat Mahomes downfield or Josh Allen. He throws it into double coverage. He's not accurate. This is just a bad, bad throw to Christian Watson. How do you miss badly on this? Is a layup in the flat. And again, he's got an offensive coach. He's got really good running back, tight end, wide receiver weapons. But Green Bay, the way they feel about their team, these are our kids, so they're hyper-protective. But I will tell you this. I would rather be Green Bay than Pittsburgh, even though Pittsburgh's much better now. Because Kenny Pickett's not it either. He's better than Jordan Love, but he's from Pittsburgh. He played at the University of Pittsburgh. They're not drafting a quarterback for years. They're going to convince themselves, hey, you bet, he'll beat Burrow and Mahomes and Lamar and Trevor Lawrence. You watched the field yesterday. You watched Kenny Pickett against Trevor Lawrence, and it was perfect Pittsburgh weather. It was a warm-weather Florida team going into the muck and mire. They still dominated.
Green Bay has no emotional connection to Jordan Love. He's a Utah State kid. They're not paying him big money. They're going to move off him quickly. Will they be intellectually honest enough? Now, they drafted a quarterback last year. Will they draft one this year early? They need to. I think it was totally unrealistic to think you were going to go Favre Rodgers legend. That doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. I mean, you know, most people can't name the shortstop after Jeter in New York. It's just like, it doesn't work that way. And so when you went from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck and Favre to Rodgers, that's insane. That never happens in pro sports, ever. So, I mean, you can do it in the NBA if you want to go buy a LeBron or you want to go buy a free agent, but it doesn't work. But I think Green Bay's in a good spot. It clearly doesn't work, and they have no real connection other than the time they've spent with him this year making him the guy. Whereas in Pittsburgh, they're going to convince themselves they got the guy, and Kenny is better and can make some big throws. He can. He's a better player. But I don't think in the AFC you're going to win big-time playoff games with that in January and February. So I look at Green Bay and I think it doesn't look good. Just be honest about it. When guys are missing layups, missing people badly, can't score five straight weeks a touchdown, it's not the guy. Didn't pay him much. You're not trapped. You don't have any holes in your team. You got to find your next great left tackle. But everybody in the league is looking for that. Even San Francisco has one. They'll probably draft one. Everybody's looking for a great left tackle. You got receivers, tight ends, backs. You have a great corner. You got good guys in the box. Green Bay's in a good space. But because it's a small town, they're just going to convince themselves, stop. Nobody's buying it. Privately, Green Bay knows the truth. There's no reason to say everything publicly. There's not. I don't ask my wife everything she thinks about me. I don't want to know it. My kids, keep it to yourself. I don't need all the answers publicly. I don't care what you had for lunch. You don't need to put it on Twitter. I don't care. You don't need to say it publicly, but everybody in the room kind of knows. Didn't take long to figure out Burrow, Mahomes, Lawrence, Herbert. Doesn't take long to see it or not see it. So I know, J-Mac, I come across really harsh on this. And I wish the young man, but when I watch, that's a backup. He's a backup.
Okay. I would agree. I'm going to ask a question that's going to be tough for the Dells audience in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Dells Mall, you like, yeah.
Is Matt LaFleur the guy as head coach?
Yes.
We're certain.
He was winning 13 games
Wait. He was, or Aaron Rodgers, the Hall of Famer, was? Because all I know is when it got down to crunch time in the playoffs, I didn't see greatness from LaFleur.
Well.
And now, he's got Jordan Love, a guy who's been in his system for how many years? Three? Four?
Yeah.
And they can't score in the first half. They cannot move the football.
Let me ask
they had
you.
Christian Watson looked awesome.
How great?
With Aaron Rodgers.
With great weapons. How good did Kyle Shanahan's offense look yesterday?
Well, they're missing their left tackle in Deebo Samuel.
Oh, okay. Well, Bakhtiari's been hurt, and they missed the running back.
Okay, Aaron. Fair. I mean,
I think Matt LaFleur's proven he's more than capable. What's happened to the Tennessee offense since he left? Not great. It was better when he was there. Oh, by the way, Green Bay won a lot of games with. I don't think he's Andy Reid. I think Matt LaFleur is not the issue. I think Matt LaFleur is fine. I think he's a grown up. He's an adult.
Was Matt LaFleur part of the decision to draft Jordan Love?
No.
No. Okay.
No. I think organizationally, Aaron was aging. He'd come off a couple of back to back, a slight decline.
Yes.
And it's okay to draft quarterbacks. Brady was there in his prime and winning, and they were drafting Garoppolo's, and every other year they draft a quarterback. You should probably draft a quarterback somewhere 2 out of 3 years, unless maybe you've got a Herbert Mahomes, but there's six of those in the world. Baltimore doesn't need to draft a quarterback.
Yeah.
Chargers don't. Buffalo doesn't. Most teams do.
Somebody from the Shanahan-McVay tree would not score any points in the first half of five straight games. Like, dude, they're doing nothing in the first half. No touchdowns. Can't move the football.
How do you think Jordan Love would look with a defensive coach? No, I'm serious.
What, like, can it get worse for
Jordan Love? He's got backs, receivers, tight ends, and a great organization. What would he be like with Ron Rivera or any defensive coach? Hour two next.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my six decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.